now, but just
it's not live. It's just she's like, nigga, what? What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK. Thank you for entering into the nigga room. Today we do have a special guest, Zoe, aka what's your Instagram handle? Because I don't remember it.
Zoe. It's Gomez underscore whatever. Zoe, I think.
I'll put it down there, so y'all make sure to follow her. And yeah, y'all know the drill. We just smoking out here, chilling, about to get into this discussion. So without any further ado, let's just get into it. So
First off,
I just wanted to talk about this first because I mean, it's a universal conversation. Who's better, Rihanna or Beyonce? To you.
Rihanna? Beyonce has had, of course, number one hits since the beginning, you know, with Destiny's Child, but I could actually find more music to listen to with Rihanna rather than Beyonce. Because Beyonce talks more about breaking up and all that stuff.
Okay. I feel you. Heartache, all that type of stuff. Yeah. But then you gotta also think about it. Beyonce has
a bomb-ass body, and her voice is just... It's everything. I think she's like the new Mariah Carey. But...
You still gotta give it to Rihanna?
Yeah. Rihanna has, you know, she has her own little thing.
I feel you. I don't know. Me... Obviously, I feel the same way about you, Rihanna. I don't care what anybody thinks. I think Rihanna looks way better than Beyonce. Like, looks-wise, body-wise. Body-wise, Beyonce got the juice.
But Rihanna's getting thicker.
Beyonce getting thicky.
No, I'm talking about Rihanna. Rihanna's getting thicker.
No, that's what I said. Rihanna getting thicky.
Oh, okay. She
getting
thick out here. I thought you said Beyonce, I'm sorry.
But Rihanna, real life, getting thick out here.
I think we gotta give it to Rihanna, though.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce already, I mean, she's having her time, but her time is already past due.
Nah. I don't think there's such a thing as time past due. It's never too late to shine. I mean, look at that fool Jay-Z. That fool's like, how many years old? That fool's still on top of the hip-hop game.
For real.
When it comes to money, as is, but...
True. Fine, but in my eyes, Rihanna's still better.
Yeah, fine. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get some people will be like, y'all crazy if y'all think Beyonce's better, then I'm pretty sure we're gonna get that, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I mean,
you're just not fond
with
of
the
it.
With the Lemonade. I cannot find on one song that I could actually vibe to, or facts. I can like play it over and over. I don't know not one song. So
I know a lot more Rihanna catalog than Beyonce.
Yeah,
like I think my favorite album from Rihanna it's between Good Girl Gone Bad and the last one that she came out with. What was it called? Fuck. The one that had Needed Me.
You need. Is it rated R? No, there's one after. It's the one. Oh my god. Gucci Mane wearing this little suit.
Well, you guys will see a picture of it. But yeah, go ahead. You talk on that first.
So I was saying that the shirt was fine, but the shorts is just a little bit too fat. I was not feeling the shorts. Everyone can wear whatever they want.
Not at all. Yeah, that shit. That nigga real life looked like.
You might as well just put it.
That basically, yeah, it should have just been a romper instead of.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought that shit was a romper when I first saw it. Like she said, to each his own. They can wear whatever they want. But that nigga. That nigga freaking.
All I know is that my guy will not be wearing that shirt. He will not be looking prettier than me.
I can't even wear that shit because my legs are already muscular, but that shit was like right here. I'm like, my guy, nah.
I mean, you know what? Maybe if the shorts would have been a little bit longer.
Yeah.
They were right here, so they would have been like, the length made it just...
It just made it like, nah, bruh.
Like, not for you. It's something you can wear to gay pride.
Speaking of gay pride, happy Pride Month, obviously. That shit's going on right now. I was gonna go, but I'm like, you know what? Let me not.
Yeah, me too. I've never been, anyways. Have you?
I actually haven't.
I've never been.
And I think the camera's pointing towards you more than me.
Yeah.
No, actually, it like, because I was fucking with that. And it yeah. But yeah, I've never been to Gay Pride. Like, that's something I want to do, though. I definitely want to go.
Well, there's a little girl. and there's more kids.
Hey, at least one. Yeah, let's just chill on this for a minute. I'm trying to go to gay pride though, real life.
I would, maybe, but
why?
It's not my interest. Like, it's not something that I would do. I mean, it's not that I have anything against it. You know, I have a lot of friends.
No, yeah, I know.
Like, but it's just not my scene. Like, I wouldn't go clubbing because it's not my scene, so I wouldn't go there because it's not my scene.
True, true. I feel you. That makes sense. I mean, it's not my
thing. I know where I will go and have fun, and I know where I wouldn't.
Read the Bible, y'all. I'm just playing with y'all. I just wrote on my weed on it.
That's just that.
How is that bad? I'm not religious. I don't feel any type of way about it.
I thought you would when I read the Bible.
I mean, I grew up in a Catholic home though. Like, my mom was hella Catholic. My stepdad. When I met him, he was hella Catholic too, but he was actually a priest. That's actually what made me not any more religious, you know? Because that shit made me open up to see how corrupt the church is.
Yeah.
The church is mad corrupt. And like, he was a man of God. Like, he was, like, he did everything right. Like, he didn't like to live. It's all the same shit.
Yeah, they all talk shit about each other instead of just praising. Like, what's the point?
Exactly. It's stupid. It's all the same shit. And look at this. We're over here getting out of topic.
Donald Trump.
All right. Yeah. Oh,
Lord. I just hate that name. It hurts me. Him uninviting everyone from the White House.
From the White House. Uninviting LeBron James. Steph Curry.
Typical. Then little Donald Trump. It's just a total joke.
It is though.
That's why I don't even care to talk about him because he's just a total joke.
He is though. It's just
the way he got to be president by talking and all that. It's just with hate and like we don't need that. We already had enough of that, so we need to change.
Yeah, nothing left to say.
He's just dumb. How old is he, by the way?
That nigga looks like he's about to die, by the way.
He's just dumb. I can't.
You can't even think about it?
I can't even deal with that.
No, but it's just crazy. Like, just because people don't support you and they need you, invite them just out of spite.
They
wouldn't go regardless. They would have gone. They would have
gone even.
Since I can't play, I'm gonna teach myself a basketball. Shit. Because
it was literally she's opening the door from the cage to let her out. Like, this.
Where they do that
can
at?
Can I curse this bitch?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Nigga, we're smoking weed. You got the pussy to curse.
But for real, this bitch. Like, what the fuck? Who do you think you are? And of course, she was white.
And the fucked up part about it
makes it even like more like what the fuck.
Exactly, because I guarantee you, if she was black or if she was Mexican, she would be arrested. I guarantee you, she'd be arrested. The kid would be under custody. All that, I guarantee you.
Or just Hispanic, not Mexican.
Hispanic, my bad. That's my fault. So all my Hispanics out there, I'm sorry.
I am Mexican, but it's just like, you know.
It's hard to say.
You cannot just generalize them by Mexican. You know, you don't know if they're Mexican, Guatemalan, or Well, that what's going on in Guatemala? Did you see the volcano?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is to all that family.
That volcano.
A lot of people have been lost.
And the crazy part we're not. Nobody's like not a lot of people. It's not getting enough news coverage as it should be getting. First of all. Second of all, the United States of America, out of all the freedom or out of all the, oh, we want to help other countries too, y'all ain't helping them niggas out. I wonder why, but you know, that's none of my business.
Talking about coverage, I think that brings us to our next topic. I don't know if we were done with this lady, but I think she needs to, I don't know what she is. I don't know if she's probably a foster mom because the little girl was black. So most likely she clearly don't give a fuck about the kids. So whatever it is, she needs to get taken away from. Whatever, she needs to go to jail for that.
I'm God though, because
you don't put kids in cages.
Whether they're your kids or they're not.
Yeah, you don't put kids in cages.
You don't put kids in cages.
That brings us to our next topic, which the coverage. Because it's what is it, the Caribbean
Caribbean Caribbean Heritage Month.
Yeah.
How many of y'all niggas knew that? Because I swear to God, I didn't know that until like 2 weeks ago.
I did not know that honestly until earlier today.
Yeah.
They told me.
So I'm like,
I was like, wait, for real? I was like, why don't we talk about that? Did you ever knew that there was a Heritage Month for Caribbean?
I never knew that shit. Like, ever. That's just crazy how none of this shit gets talked about. Hold on.
You gotta work together. Teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work. But yeah, none of this shit gets covered. None of the like stuff that this is how you know that the motive is to just divide and conquer. Cause I never knew there was a Caribbean Heritage Month ever. Like, they don't teach that in schools.
No. Period. Cause I didn't know that until today. Damn.
Like, I saw that shit the other week. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, I just learned it last week.
But you know what? That makes me so ashamed to say that I'm Mexican, because it's like, I don't know a lot about my culture. Like, I did not know that Dia de los Muertos was for you to put their picture up there, you know, ofrenda, they call it. So, until I watched that movie, Coco, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm Mexican and I didn't know that. So... We gotta get in touch here. with our roots.
Same thing.
And we gotta learn about everyone else, because you cannot just go blind, just you and just go blind about it.
Yeah, that's like, I'm like, same thing with me being African. Like, just the other day, I learned that, like.
I've never smoked 2 blunts in a row, so it's my first time.
No, you did? Hey. Usually we're supposed to smoke 4, because when I do it by myself, I smoke 2.
No, I can only do 2.
But nah, that's just, it's just crazy.
Yeah, because it's like at the end, like I didn't want neither Hillary, neither Donald, but it's just like it's just so sweet. Which one?
Yeah. It's cold, huh?
It was gonna be hot and I wore shorts.
Look at me! Short shorts is the female version of guys wearing basketball shorts.
I'm more like the Gucci Mane shorts.
Stop.
Oh hell no, I cannot.
That shit is just gonna.
I cannot take you serious if you work for
it. Actually, let me see. I'm just gonna. Man, this shit's almost done, anyways. I'm just gonna throw it out.
Forget it. No, I see brunches. You know, you never know. That's why I saved this one.
I fucked around with that though. Cause I save roaches too, but that shit is not saving it. But anyways, y'all. I don't know.
We went off topic.
We went off mad topic, but we're faded, so that's the point, right? But anyways.
I just hope that lady gets justice. I mean, those little girls get justice. Those kids get justice. Sorry. Oh my god.
But anyways, y'all. Thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
And
thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching, everybody. We appreciate it. Don't forget to follow her. What's your Instagram again?
Oh, it's Gomez_Foxy.
There you go. Gomez_Foxy. Y'all follow her. And it's your boy ABK, and we out this bitch. Deuce.